ליקוט הלכס, יורדיה, חלק שני, הלכס בהמה טהרה, הלכה דלת, פרגרף יוטס. We dedicate the learning today, לעילוי נשמס בלה יהודס בס רב דוד, whose יורצייט is today on the 26th of Adar, and לעילוי נשמס רב אליעזר רב נוסי יעקב, הריני כפורס משכבוי, זהב עליה בס רב אברום, ציפקה רבקה בס רב הלל, and all those that need an עליאס נשמה, and for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, b'soich shar chol Yisrael. We're in the middle of the topic of Purim, based on chapter 185 in Likutei Moran, speaking about Yira, positive Yira, holy Yira, versus Yirois Nefulois, the wrong types of fears and phobias and anxieties. V'zeh b'chinas oitzem ha-simcha shel Purim. And this is related to the incredible joy and celebration of Purim. Bechinas vegilu bira'oda. The pasuk says in Tehillim, rejoice. Gila means major happiness with trembling, with that yira. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, beko shemoi ve'ilzu lefanov. Bechinas, gam kielach begeitz hamodes lo yiro kiatu imodi. And as it says in Tehillim, even when I walk in the valley of death, I have no fear because you, Hashem, are with me. Meaning, because I have fear of Hashem, I have no other fears. Tarich lefonai shulchan, set a table in front of me, koisi ravoya, my cup runneth over. Bechinas hashichrus shel Purim. This pasuk is alluding to the drinking of wine on Purim. Ad delo yoda bein oro hamon leboruch Mordechai, to the point where a person drinks to the point where they cannot differentiate between cursing Haman and blessing Mordechai. Rav Nosson Zal says, bein ho avoida machmas yira soinish, shehu bechinas oro Haman. What this is also referring to is to differentiate between serving Hashem out of fear of punishment and consequences. That's the aspect of Or Haman. Cursed is the Rasha. Shemis yore meho arurim shebetoyrach moralitzlan, whereby a person is afraid of the curses that are mentioned in the Torah for people who go against Hashem. Bein ho avoida machmas ahava udveikus. Versus serving Hashem out of deep love and deep connection. Shehu b'chinas Baruch Mordechai, which is hinted to in the blessing for Mordechai. Igam miyiras oinish hu sameach v'toiv leiv, because on Purim we are happy and rejoicing even from the place of fear of punishment. Me'achar shemamin shakol me'ashem yisborach levad. Since the person is full of faith, believing that everything is only from Hashem, v'hakol etoiva, and it's all for my benefit. And now Rav Nosson Zal elaborates a little on this topic of yiras oinish, paragraph chof. There are people who, because of the fear of punishment and consequences, they fall into a depression and a hopelessness. And sometimes this leads a person to just deny Hashem, deny everything. As is found by many people, as is the case by many people, kishayoshven al sifrei musar, when they delve deeply into sifrei musar, shemedabrim me'oitzim ha'onshin, which elaborate on the severe punishments that Hashem gives in Gehenna and chibut hakever, the suffering in the grave, all of those types of punishments, heim boim la'atzvus chasushon. These people end up falling into depression, negativity, v'noiflam yoyser chas v'shon, and they fall further away from Hashem than they were before they read these Sfarim. V'zeh hoya kavonas Haman. This was Haman's intention, lahapil es Yisrael chas v'shon, to cause the Jewish people to fall, to commit sins, and thereby get into a state of mind of hopelessness. Avol Mordechai hu bechinas seichel elyon v'noira kol kach. Whereas Mordechai, represented so high and awesome a level of seichel, of recognition of Hashem, sheyochol lahachnis yiras ha'inish at sheyavoyu lidei simcha atzuma, whereby Mordechai was able to teach people about the punishments, but together with that, to bring the people to an incredible joy, through the great advice that Mordechai is able to give people even in their worst falls. That even from there, the person can find Hashem and reconnect Hashem ad sheyir b'simcha, till the person will be able to get themselves to a point of being happy, v'ze ikar takonosoi, and that's the main solution for that person, that simcha. V'alkein b'soif ha'toichtoichacha shehi yiras ha'inish. Therefore, in the Chumash, in Parshas Kisavoi, where we have the toichacha, and it lists many, many curses and illnesses and attacks by our enemies and everything, but at the end it says, "Tachas asher lo yavadeto az Hashem alekecha b'simcha uvetuv leivav meiroiv koil." That you know why all of this is going to happen to you? Because you didn't serve Hashem with joy and happiness. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'chovein heitev." Understand this very, very well. This powerful line that comes at the conclusion of the toichacha. Because this is so important, that the person, as a result of being afraid of the punishment and the consequences of all the things they've done wrong, that shouldn't cause the person to go further into doing wrong things. But rather, as a result of being afraid of the punishments, that should motivate the person to fulfill the words of the true tzaddikim, shemazhirenes hagorua shebagruin, who warn even the worst of the worst Jew, the person who has done the worst sins, lihiyos besimcha b'hanekudos toivos shemoytze biatzme adayin, to do everything possible to bring oneself to be happy as a result of focusing on the good points that the person still finds inside of themselves, despite all the things they've done wrong. Kimavur al pasuk azamra, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 282 on the Likutei Moran, on the pasuk azamra l'Elokai b'yodi, I sing to Hashem with that little bit of good that I still find in myself, even when I realize I've done many bad things. V'zeh b'chinas toikef ha-simcha shel Purim, shenimshach mi-seichel elyon v'noira shemizgale b'Purim. And this is the incredible joy and celebration of Purim, which comes from the incredible high level of seichel that's revealed on Purim. Shemishon bo yira niflo, from that high level of seichel comes this awesome fear, this awe for Hashem, shaydeze bo simcha gedolah, which brings with it major simcha, vegilu birado, ki bechol hayomim kedoshim nimshach yira gedolah kefi kedushas hayoyim. Rav Nosson Zal tells us now that on every holiday we receive major yira relative to the holiness of the day. Ki Shabbos shekodosh mikol hayomim, because Shabbos, which is the holiest of days, oz meira hayira moed, that's when there's an incredible glow of yira. The Bechinas, as the Tikkun Ezer says, that the word bereshis is made up of the two words yore Shabbos, referring to the great yira that comes to us on Shabbos. Hainu she'oz hayira imdas, on Shabbos, the yira is coming together with das, together with the right recognition. Kibime achol lefomim hayira imksilus, because during the 6 days of the week, there are times that a person experiences yira, But it's with foolishness, meaning bebchinas, as we see in a pasuk in Yoiv, halo yiraschah kislasecha. Your fear is your foolishness. Kimavur b'likutei tanina simen yud zayin, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in the second half of the Likutei Moran, chapter 17. V'chein kol hayomim toivim hem yimei yira, and so too all the holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, are all days of awe, of Yira, Kimavur b'simen kuflamet hey, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 135. Hainu ki b'Shabbes v'yontiv oz meirin moichin gedoyle moi. The reason for this is because on Shabbos and Yontiv there is an incredible great light of Sechel that shines. V'azai hayira imdas godol, and therefore the yira that's coming on those days is coming together with a very high level of das sheze ikar hashlemus, and that's perfection, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 185 that this halacha is based on, and as we've been stressing throughout this halacha. V'zeh bechinas simchas Shabbos v'yontif. And this is the joy of Shabbos and Yontif. It's a joy that's coming from a yira d'kedusha that's combined with das. Ki kishayira im das, nimshach al yodo simcha rabba. Because when the yira is combined with das, it brings with it major happiness and celebration. Bechinas v'gilu birada, v'chein lehepach. Alidei ha-simcha nimshach ha-cheirus shel Shabbos v'yontif, sh'alidei zeh hadas b'shleimus. And it works also in the other direction, that through the celebration, the joy that we experience on Shabbos, that gives us the cheirus, the freedom of Shabbos and Yontif, which leads us to a very high level of das. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran that when a person's in a state of avdus, it's hard for them to experience real moichin de gadlus, expansiveness of the mind. It requires cheirus, this freedom. Shaydezer hadas b'shleimus, shaydezer oile hayira, kimavur b'simen yud zayin. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on all of this in chapter 17, in second half of Likutei Moran. Ubepurim oz nimshach das godol v'nifla kol kach shemeir lemato bebechinas malchus umespashet oyer hagodol v'anoyra azeh bechinas chochma ilo ad tachlis ho'asiyah kemavur b'ksavim. Rav Nosson Zal now quotes from the Arizal that on Purim there's an incredible high level of das that from the highest place that shines all the way down to the bottom, to the Malchus. And this Chochmah Ilah, this super high level of Das, reaches all the way down to the epitome of Asiyah, the lowest places. It's brought, I remember hearing from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that the word Purim shows that Purim is Koilel all the other holidays. The Pei stands for Pesach. The Vav is Vesukos, the Resh is Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is Yom Kippur, the Mem is Matan Torah, which is how we refer to the holiday of Shavuos, showing that Purim is a kollel of all the holidays and of all the moichin of all of these holidays. And we know that it also says in the Megillah that we're celebrating Purim because the Jews battled against their enemies, Venoyach, and they rested on the 14th. That's this concept of Menucha, which is Shabbos, so that Purim is also an aspect of Shabbos. Va'ali deze hayira shibchinas malchus meira bedas elyon v'lifamoi. And as a result of this great chokhmah that's shining down all the way down to the malchus, as a result of that yira, which is malchus, moiro shel malchus, shines with an incredible high level of das. Shehi bechinas hayira shel Moshiach. This is like the yira which Moshiach will possess. Bechinas vohorechoi beyiras Hashem, as the pasuk says about Moshiach, his aroma, his smell will be yiras Hashem. Shezeo bechinas Mordechai, and we saw earlier that that that's what Mordechai was also all about, because Mordechai's name comes from smell, spices. Bechinas besomim roish mordroer, the top of the spices, mordroer, which the Targum says is Mordechai. Shahayira meira umeiricha bereach nifla v'noira moed, the yira shines and gives off this incredible, awesome aroma. Ad shemagia reach hatoiv shel hayira ilo moed, to the point where we receive the wonderful aroma of the highest level of yira, and it reaches afilu laharechokim moed moed, even to those who are furthest away from Hashem. L'hachyosam, to restore them, to give them new life, u'l'hashivam l'Hashem Yisborach, and to enable them to return to Hashem. Ki kol ma, because we have a rule that Rabbeinu Zal teaches us, ki kol ma shehachoyle godol b'yoser, tzorech roifei godol refuas yikorim b'yoser. The more sick that a person is, the stronger the illness, the more that person needs a greater, a higher level doctor and more expensive medications to heal them. K'moyachshav b'soif hagolus, like now when we're coming to the end of this longest final exile, she'ein lanu shum chiyus v'tikva, kiim al yidei hayira ilo mitzadikim gevoyim v'nizkavim moed moed, whereby our only hope and our only source of strength comes from the high level of yira that we receive from the great tzaddikim, shemoshitin l'kol harachokim he'ora v'reach tov miyira ilo de'ilo, whereby these tzaddikim send out to all the people that are far from Hashem, they send out the aroma from this highest level of yira. Bibchinas, as it says in Shir HaShirim, the first chapter, l'reach shmonecho tovim, Shemen turak shemecha, al kein alomois ahevucha. That as a result of this aroma, this sweet smell of this holy oil, as a result of that, alomois, those people who are originally very far away, ahevucha, can come to love Hashem. Shehin bechinas harachoikim moed, bechinas geirum ubalei tshuva, kama shapirish Rashi shon, as Rashi expounds over there. This refers to the people who are very far away. As Rashi says, bo yisroi v'nizgayer, bo rochav v'nizgayra. These holy geirim, Yisroi, who became the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rochav, who became the wife of Yehoshua. Bezeh bechinas samchuni bo ashishos, rabduni batapuchim, ki choilas ahava ani. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim in the second chapter. I was placed in ashishos, finely ground up. Rabduni batapuchim, I was surrounded with apples, which give off a sweet aroma. Ki choilas ahava ani, because I am sick with love. Upirish Rashi, rabdu refidasi sevivoisai hatapuchim lereach toiv kederach hacholim. They surrounded me with these apples to give off a good aroma, like they do for people that are ill. Ki choila ani la'ahavosai, because I am sick, yearning for Hashem's love. Hainu kanal, shebo'etzem chalishusenu begolas hamar hazeh. What this is telling us is what we mentioned earlier, that as a result of how weak we are now in this bitter, long exile, Iker chiyusenu alidei horeach hatoiv, the main thing that gives us strength and life is a good smell. Shehu bechinas he'oras hayira ilo moed, which is referring to the light from that highest level of yira, shenimshach mitzadikim gavoyemoid, which comes from the high level, very high level tzadikim. Shezeo bechinas Mordechai. Mordechai HaTzadik was an example of this. 2 points in the chat. A question of what bad things did Rav Nosson Zal himself do when in Likutei Halachos, and especially in Likutei Tefillos, he refers to his many sins. It's hard to understand what he's speaking about. We mentioned this before, that the higher a level a person is on, the more they recognize how great Hashem is, the more they realize that the slightest disrespect, or even what we consider showing respect to Hashem sometimes, is an insult. We give an example, a person who's a billionaire, and somebody's talking about him and they want to praise him, and they say, this person has worked so hard in his life. He saved up hundreds of dollars. He's got hundreds of dollars in his bank account. You would say they're supposedly praising him, and yet it's the most ridiculous, absurd insult. That's the concept where tzaddikim, the more they realize the greatness of Hashem, the more they feel tremendous regret and remorse for anything, for the slightest error that they might have made, number one, and even their mitzvahs. They're embarrassed and ashamed of their mitzvahs, which, compared to the great how great Hashem is, even our mitzvahs are very small compared to the type of respect that Hashem deserves. The next question: why the greater the Yira Ilah, the greater the Simcha? Because we brought several psukim with this pasuk, Vegilu Derada, rejoice with trembling. This pasuk teaches us that there's a trembling, there's an awe. Yira Ilah means awe. When a person is awed by Hashem, and the person knows that Hashem loves me. Hashem has said about me, Asher bochar bono mikol ho'amim. Hashem has chosen me to be a member of the 14 million people in the world today that are the Jewish nation, compared to the billions of people that aren't privileged to be part of this nation, that receive the Torah, that has an opportunity to get close to Hashem, that has an opportunity to get to Gan Eden, all of these things. So this Yira Ilah, remember, is Yiras HaRoimimus, a respect and a fear that's coming from being wowed by Hashem, being in awe of how great Hashem is, and adding to that, Hashem loves me, and Hashem only wants my good. That brings a person tremendous simcha. Paragraph Chaf Aleph, v'zeh bechinas tefillin. And this is also the concept of the mitzvah of tefillin, Shehei Moichin Gevoyim Ma'oid, where on one hand, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that tefillin represent an incredible high level of Moichin, of Seichel, Vehein Bechinas Yira. And yet the Torah refers to them as Yira, Kamoish HaKosev, as it says clearly in a pasuk, V'ro kol amei haaretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha. All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, v'yaru mimecha, and they will be filled with fear of you. So we see that, and the Gemara says that refers to the tefillin shel rosh that we wear. So we see that tefillin is yira, tefillin is moichin gedolim, and tefillin is yira. Hainu kanal bechinas yira imdas shezehu ikra shlemus. V'zeh b'chinas ha'simcha shel tefillin kanal. And this also tells us about the joy that a person has from tefillin. V'zehu, as we find in Megillas Esther, the pasuk la'Yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasayin v'ikar. And the Gemara says the word v'ikar refers to tefillin. Shekol ha'oira v'ha'simcha v'ha'sasayin shel Purim hu b'chinas v'ikar. All the light and joy and celebration of Purim is related to Vikar, which is Bechinas Tefillin, Shehu Yira Im Das Godel, which is this winning combination of Yira plus an incredible high level of Das, Shezeu Bechinas Oitzem HaSimcha Shel Purim. This is really what defines the great joy of Purim. We know, for example, on Rosh Hashanah, the sound of the shofar is supposed to frighten us. Loud noises scare a person. The pasuk says, "Hayitoka shofar b'ir v'am lo yechrodu." Can a shofar be blasted in a city and the people will not be filled with fear? Could be this is part of the noise of Purim, the loud noise, the singing, the banging at Haman, and all of those things. That noise that puts fear into people in a way. But it's combined with simcha, the celebration. A person at first thought would think that's a contradiction. Fear and joy are opposites. But in Kedusha, they work together beautifully. When the year is a year of Kedusha, it's not negative in any way, it's positive. Harif Chabez, umishloach the mitzvah on Purim of sending gifts, each and every Jew sending gifts to their friends and giving gifts to the poor people. We'll move on to Kavanos, and the Arizal explains, She'ish hu bechina gavoya. Ish refers to a very high-level person. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish. And Re'ehu hu bechinas nemucha ma'od mimenu. Whereas the term Re'ehu refers to a person who is much, much, much lower than him. The term Re'ehu is used to refer to Yisroi in the pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, Vayishalu ish l'Re'ehu l'shalom, and it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu greeting Yisroi. These two opposites. Ach kesheyoreid habechina gavoya shnikres ish ba'olam lemadrega tachtoina. However, the Arizal explains, when this incredible high level that's called ish comes down to the world and reaches all the way down to the lowest levels, azay nikra gam habechino madrega tachtoina re'ehu sheloish. Then the lowest level is called his friend, shehu habechino hagavoya, the friend of the ish, the friend of that one who's on a very high level. Shezeu bechinas sholaf ish naloi v'nosan reyehu. As in, we find when Boaz wanted to marry Ruth, the pasuk says there was a kinyan made by the person removing his shoe and giving it to his friend. The Arizal refers to this, referring to the connection between the highest level light and the malchus. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in the Pri Etz Chaim, chapter 6. Hainu shebepurim nimshach he'ora niflo v'chesed niflo ma'id at shekol hamadreigos hagavoyos meirin b'madreigos hanamuchos ma'id ki ilu heim shovim b'bchinas ish v'reyehu. What's happening on Purim is that there's an incredible high level of light and kindness that combines with it all of the high levels and shining into the lowest levels, making them feel as if they're the same, like Ish v'Re'ehu, which is what it says there by Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisroel, Vayishalu Ish l'Re'ehu l'Sholom. Vam Rabbi Senizal, and Rashi says there, Mi hakoru Ish ze Moshe. Who is called Ish? Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kama hoyu rechoikim ze mizeh. And how far apart were these two, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest believer in Hashem, and Yisroel, who worshipped all the different idols? Moshe kibel Torah mipi HaGvura. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah directly from Hashem. V'Yisroel nizgayer mimokoim rochoik v'tomoim oy. And Yisroel came to convert from a super tame place, all the idols. Yisroel had not left out one idol, a single idol that he hadn't worshipped. Bifrat beis shebo, especially at this time when he came to Moshe Rabbeinu, she'adayin lo, he had not yet converted. Rak sherotzel, just that he expressed an interest in converting. V'yafal pikein koiram ish v'reyehu. And despite that, the Torah refers to them as a man and his friend. Ki kach darkoi shel hatzadik hagovoya ma'oid shu b'chinas Moshe. Because this is how the great tzaddik, who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, conducts himself. Shehu moired es atzmoi umekarev es atzmoi kol kach l'mi sheyesh lo eizer rotzein l'skarav l'emes. The tzaddik lowers himself and brings himself close to a person who simply expresses a desire to want to come close to the truth. The tzaddik brings himself so close to that person to the point where the person feels he's my friend, not he's my rabbi, not he's my friend. Ki'ilu heim ish v'reyehu, as if they were two buddies, two friends. וזה סויד משלוח מונויס איש לרעהו. And this is the secret of the gifts that we give to each other, we give to our friend. Ki hamonois shel Purim heim bechinas maichol asuda shel Purim, heim bebechinas yira. Because these food gifts that we're giving to each other on Purim, it's brought that if possible, it should be foods that could be used for the Suda of Purim. And the Suda of Purim is an aspect of Yira. Ki ikar hayira mizgale be'eso achila kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier in this halacha, one of the times that a person can experience the greatest Yira is when a person is eating Bikdusha. It's a very holy time. The Gemara says that our eating today, when we're eating properly, is in place of the korbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know the Beis HaMikdash was a center of Yira. Ma noira hamokim hazeh. And Rabbein Ezal says that eating is a time of hizgalus haratzim, a revelation of this incredible goodwill from Hashem. And that goes together with Yira. Ritzayin yireyav yaseh. Shezehu goydel mala sudas purim. This is the incredible importance of the special Suda that we have on Purim by day. Sheyekora ma'oid, which is very precious. Machmasheoz me'iro yira niflo ma'oid. Because it's at that time, this incredible, awesome yira is shining brightly if a person has this Suda properly. And the main time when a person can draw upon himself Yira is during a holy meal. Bibchinas, as it says in Megillas Rus, Boyaz said to Rus, Le'esa oichel, at the time of eating, Goishi haloim, approach me. And the Gemara says, Ein haloim ela malchus, that haloim refers to malchus, which is Yira. Kamuva b'likute tanina, as is brought in the second half of Likutei Moran in chapter 77. Ve'elu ha'macholim shel Purim ha'kodosh heim b'chinas yira v'das nifla. And these foods on Purim, the foods that are being used in the Mishloach Monos, and the foods that are being served at the Suda of Purim, they represent this incredible high level of yira and das. V'alkein nikroim monos. And this is why it's called monois, bechinas mon, sha'ochli Yisroel b'midbar, because this is comparable to the mon, the heavenly divine food that the Jews ate when we were in the desert, sha'hoyo das nifla, which represented an incredible high level of das. Rabbeinu Zal, in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, speaks about the mon, moyach nun, mikve nun, the mon. Bechinas yira kedosha, this holy yira. Bechinas lo nitna Torah elo loich lehamon. As the Gemara says, the Torah was given only to those who eat mon. And we know the Torah was given with thunder and lightning and tremendous fear. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Hashem mipi gvura. Gvura is yira. V'alkein huzaru ma'oid sheyeh lohem bitochein. And this is why Hashem warned the Jews when we were in the desert to make sure to have trust and faith in Hashem. V'al yosiru mimenu ad boker. And do not leave over any of today's mon for tomorrow morning. Ki chisorein habitochein hu pegam hayira b'chinas yira nefula. Because when a person is lacking confidence, trust, faith. And this confidence, trust, faith we're speaking about in Hashem, in Tzaddikim, in the Torah, and in oneself. When there's any lack of bitochin, hu pegam hayira, it's a pegam of yira, bechinas yira nefula. That's an example of a fallen fear, shedoyeg umisyore mayotel amochor, whereby the person is afraid. What am I going to eat tomorrow? What am I going to have to eat tomorrow? Aval hayore me Hashem. Whereas a person who has real respect and fear of Hashem, boiteach boyisborach, that person trusts in Hashem completely, ve'enoi doyeg klal al yoim hamochros, and doesn't worry at all whatsoever about tomorrow. Bibchinas yiru es Hashem kedoshav ki ein machzor lireyov. Fear Hashem, you holy ones, because there is nothing lacking for those who fear Hashem. V'chein kosa b'sefer ha'alef beis, and Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in the Sefer Hamidos, in the chapter on Bitochin, Sheyira u'bitochin hein bechina achas, ein shum. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that Yira and Bitochin are one. Nimtza, she'achilas hamon hu bechinas bitochin. So eating the mon was a display of bitochin hu bechinas yira. V'zeh bechinas macholim shel Purim shenikru monois bechinas mon, and this is the foods that we're gifting to each other on Purim and that we're using in the meal on Purim, which are called monois, like mon, bechinas yiro bitochin. And these gifts, these food gifts, we're supposed to send to our friends in order to thereby draw upon ourselves the light of Purim. So that all of those highest levels of light, of das, of chokhmah, will send down a yira, a holy yira of Purim, l'chol ha'madregos hanemuchos moed, and that light will come down to all the lowest levels. Ki ato mi goydel hasimcha ki'ilu ha'kol shovin, because now on Purim, because we're in such a happy frame of mind that the happiness is so big that it's as if we're all equal. V'nikroin ish v're'ehu, and we're all referred to as a person and his friend, even if it's a Rebbe and a student, no matter who it is, it's ish l're'ehu. V'zeh bechinas umatonois levyoinim, and this is also the incredible importance of giving gifts to the poor people. V'chol ha'poishet yad litol noisimloi. And the Shulchan Aruch says that on Purim, anyone who puts out their hand, anyone who asks for charity, we give them ve'ein medaktikin klal. We don't investigate like we do during the rest of the year. We check to see who it is. Do I know? Does this person really need the money? What level of desperateness is this person? What level of importance in charity is this? Ki yesh bechinois shehem nemuchim kol kach Shafil bepurim yefshel kroisam b'shem re'ehu. Rav Nosson Zal says because there are levels that are so low that even on Purim we can't really include them in the category of re'ehu, friends. Me'oitzam richukam v'ridosam b'yosam oid moed, because they have gone so far down, so far away from Hashem. Gam aleihem tzrichin l'rachem u'lashpi aleihem. And on Purim, we need to even reach those people. We have to have rachmonis on them and send this super high level yira down to them. Bebechinas umatonois la'evyoinim. She'oz kol ha'poshet yad litol noisimloi. Kol mi she'roitze l'kabal yira. Anyone who wants to receive this yira, Me'irin alav me'horas Purim. We shine upon them this light of Purim, shehu he'oras ha'yira ilo moed, which is this incredible high level of yira, shemeira bereach toy v'nifla, which shines forth with an incredible, beautiful aroma, l'chol hamadregos hanamuchos ma'od moed, reaching even down to the lowest levels. Yikar hu'anius u'mehadas. Rav Nosson Zal clarifies this now. We know that according to Torah, the term poor refers to poor in das. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Nedorim ein oni ela min hadas, that poor refers to lack of das. It says, Im das koniso ma chosarto, Im das chosarto ma koniso. If you have acquired das, you're not missing anything. And if you don't have das, what do you have? Everything you have is meaningless. And this is why a poor person is a person, unfortunately, who's living, who has the greatest degree of these yirois nefulois. Because everybody rules over him. He's afraid of everyone. ki ha'oshir hu bebechinas malchus negdoi, because a wealthy person, the poor person, looks up to the wealthy person as if he's a king. V'yalkein ha'kosuv mazhir, and this is why the pasuk in Tehillim warns us, al tiro ki yashirish, don't be afraid when you see somebody is rich. Because it's natural for people to be afraid of a wealthy person. Shehu bechinas malchus, bechinas moira malchus, veha'oni hu nirdaf, whereas a poor person, unfortunately, very often is persecuted, umisyore me'akon, they're afraid of everybody. They're embarrassed and ashamed and afraid. V'zeh ikar mitzvah tzedakah u'gmilas chasadim, and this is really what the mitzvah of charity and lending money or other types of acts of kindnesses is all about. Shetzrichim l'rachim ma'oid al ha'oni liten lo tzedakah, that we need to have tremendous rachmanis on a poor person and give him charity with a smile, with a very good, joyous feeling. V'levli, not to frighten him. V'shaloi, not to scream at him. V'shaloi, and not to oppress him in any way, not to make him feel like garbage, chas v'shalom. Kimavur ba'Torah, as the Torah tells us, and in the Gemara. Hainu kedei shaloi lahagber olav chas v'shalom hayirois hanefulois. So that we don't increase and magnify these yiras nefulois that try to defeat a poor person. Rakadaraba, but rather just the opposite. Srichim lerachim olav. We have to have rachmanis on the poor person and pick him up and get him out of that place of yiras nefulois. Through the charity that we give the person, with a smile, treating the person like a friend, like somebody who brought, not I'm giving him, he's giving, you're giving, I'm not giving you, you're giving me something much bigger than what I'm giving you. You're giving me the privilege of giving tzedakah. Aval tamid tzrichin lirois lemiliten. However, throughout the year, usually a person is supposed to look carefully and decide who to give to. Because there are rishoyim, there are unworthy causes which we're not supposed to support, and there are rishoyim that we're not supposed to support. However, on Purim, because this light of this yira ilah is so powerful, we're able to give to anyone who puts out their hands. Because on Purim, we have the ability to extend this Yira Ilah to everyone, even to the worst people. Interesting, in the chat, it's mentioned that there's a song in Russian that says, all we have is joy and fear. Fear that we're worse than we can be, and joy that everything is in good hands. The answer is, this is very similar to what we're speaking about here, that there's fear of punishment, there's fear that's coming from a place of awe, being wowed by Hashem, but it's combined with a joy that because Hashem is so great, because he's so great, he will even help me. He is helping me, and he has helped me, and he will help me. It comes with tremendous encouragement. Question that this pasuk we quoted earlier from the Megillah, La'Yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasa v'ikar ken tiyelanu, this is a tefillah that we say as part of the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. When we're leaving Shabbos and going into the 6 days of the week, we want to draw some of that joy, some of the simcha and yira of Shabbos into the week. So we recite this pasuk. This pasuk, Rav Nosson Zal showed us, really exemplifies the beauty of Shabbos.
Rabbi,
Yes.
when we're talking about, we've mentioned in Likutei Halachos many, many, many times the idea of the yira in terms of eating and suda, achila. When we're eating, this thing happens. This idea of yira happens. But what exactly is going on? What Should I be thinking something? Should I not be doing other things?
Remember, Rabbeinu Zal said that when eating, a person should always picture as if they're sitting in front of a very important person, sitting in front of a king or somebody very important. When I'm sitting in front of somebody important, then there's this yira, this yira. I'm eating with a dignity. I'm eating and with a respect. Respect for what? Respect for Hashem. Respect for the one that I'm sitting in front of, that I'm picturing I'm sitting in front of. And therefore, in terms of all the bad things that a person can do when eating, eating in a gluttonous way, taking big bites, not thinking about what they're eating at all, being engrossed in something else, some people reading while they, and as a result, eating more or more than I should, or eating what I shouldn't, all kinds of different mistakes like that. These are aspects of what we do. Here again, making a bracha before I eat, making a bracha after I eat, that's turning the eating into a whole religious experience. So here again, if a person makes a bracha and they're not thinking what they're saying, and then it's not this yira. But if a person is eating like a breast liver, the way Rabbeinu Zal defined it and the way Rav Nosson Zal is writing here, when a person is making a bracha, they're speaking to Hashem. So in other words, eating means a meeting with Hashem before the meal, after the meal, and during the meal. During the meal, of course, I'm sitting in the presence of someone very important. So I have this consciousness, not a loss of consciousness, a consciousness, an awareness. And again, the bracha before, the bracha after, the selectivity in choosing before a food comes into my mouth. It's gone through bedikas to know, is this kosher or non-kosher? Is this healthy? Is this a time when I'm allowed to eat or not allowed to eat? Here again, a Jew, it's I didn't daven yet, I can't eat yet. I didn't bench Lulav and Estrich yet, I can't eat yet. It's time for mincha, I can't eat, I have to go daven mincha first. All of that adds an incredible element of yira, dikdusha, to the act of eating, and especially a meal.
So it sounds like what we're saying is that there's a general concept of Shri Sri Hashem Lanegdi Samid, which is the same idea at all times, but here there's so many factors involved that it's a much more intense experience of Shri Sri Hashem Lanegdi Samid.
Exactly. It's taking it to a whole other level. Because remember, this is karbonis, we said. And the Beis Mikdash was defined as Ma Noira Hamokim Hazeh. The Gemara says today, Shulchanoi Shalodo Mechaper Kimizbeach. When you went into the Mizbeach, only certain people were allowed to go, and only allowed to go at certain times. And a wrong thought could even disqualify your korban, pigul, all of these elements that are part of it.
Now, with that being said, and here we're talking about the achila of the Sudas Purim, and in general, the Sudas Purim is a lively, active levity, all kinds of things going on at the Sudas Purim, drinking and this and that. It seems like are we supposed to be sitting in, the Yira Veretas and sitting in the Sudas Purim, or are we supposed to, how does it show itself in the Sudas Purim?
So the answer is, this is the point. Some Jews would hear this description of Yira, and their Sudas Purim would be like Tisha, but like Eicha. They would be singing songs of Eicha, being very serious. Rav Nosson Zal showed us here that V'gilu Birada, that a person can be very, very happy, and it shouldn't detract in any way from the Yira. It doesn't mean that there are no boundaries at all. That even within, and he's going to go into this in the next paragraph. We're going to have this next shiur where he begins, and this is the shichrus of Purim. Again, stressing that the yira and simcha blending together and not contradicting each other whatsoever. I can be in the presence of the king, and I can be elated. I'm the happiest person in the world because I'm in the presence of the king. And yet, because I'm in the presence of the king, there are certain things that I won't do and I won't say. And yet I'm going to ratchet up the simcha to a place that I don't do all year round. All year round, I drink one cup of wine. Here on Purim, I'll drink two cups, three. I'm taking the simcha to a whole other level, but I'm not letting go of the Yira Dikdusha. I'm conscious that before I start the meal, I make sure to daven mincha before the meal so I don't miss out on mincha. And I make sure that I'm still saying brachas, and I make sure that I'm still conscious that this is a holy, this is a Sudas Mitzvah. This is a very holy event. I speak words of Torah. I sing songs, special songs of Purim. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, taught us a song where we go through the whole Aleph Beis and use each letter of the Aleph Beis for an or for a Baruch Haman and a Baruch Mordechai. Going through, and again, you're doing this. This is a consciousness of showing that this is an incredible holy experience. We'll see
Thank
how
you.
Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about this, in the next paragraphs. It's a shame. Question?
Rav Nosson, when I was in yeshiva, my Rosh Yeshiva did exactly what it says in the Kudei Halachos. He learned a little bit. So in first he made this happy and singing everything, and at a certain point in the Suda, he started talking emes to the Bochurim, and Bochurim started to cry and was very, very serious, very serious. So, like, such thing ex does exist. One heard it in Chaim Berlin. They also have very serious Suda, and also by Chabad, I heard that they make Suda very serious. So there are part of Klal Yisrael which takes this seriously. Thank you.
I've seen this in Breslov. I'm living in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, 36 years, and celebrated Sudas Purim with Breslov. The custom is generally that there's a Suda in the shul in the morning, after davening, after Megillah and everything, and then there's a Suda at home. The official Suda, both are official, but the Sudas Purim with the family is done in the afternoon generally. So the Sudas Purim in the shul, people drink major, and like he described, people crying, "I want to come close to Hashem. Oh, how can I become religious?" Well, never ever saw or heard a person say something wrong, the way you would see by non-Jews. Or others, when they get drunk, you hear all kinds of ugly, disgusting things coming out of their mouths. The Gemara says, "Nichnas yayin, yotza soid," that wine comes in and secrets come out. And here again, the tzaddikim on Purim from the drinking wine end up revealing things that higher level things that they then throughout the year. And Mitzvah Shem will have more on this in the next shiur.
Rabbi, can I ask one other question? Since
Go ahead.
you mentioned about having the Suda in the morning and a family Suda in the afternoon, my experience with Purim Suda has been a multi-family experience that involves a bunch of families, and obviously a bit tzniut, the women in one area, the men in the other area, things like that, but a multi-family experience. But what it sounds like what you're describing is more like a Pesach Seder experience where it's the family is together, and it's kind of like it's the family unit that's celebrating the Purim Suda.
Both are okay. Both, it depends on the person and the circumstances. It could be a person's immediate family, or it could be families that are close to each other joining together for this super holy Suda.
Okay, thank you.
We'll just sing a little bit of that song that I mentioned earlier. Oy ro le Mordechai, oy ro le Mordechai, oror le Haman, oror le Haman. Birvois tzadikim simcha, 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 simcha. Ba'avoid rishoim, rina, 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 rina. Halleluka, halleluka. Baruch lemordechai, baruch lemordechai. Behol lo lohamon, behol lo lohamon. Birvois tzadikim simcha, 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 simcha. Ba'avoid rishoim, rina, 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 rina. Halleluka, halleluka. And going through the whole Aleph Beis like that, with people thinking, coming up with words, words of bracha, words of all kinds of good things for Mordechai, and words of klolo, all types of curses and negative things, hereg lahaman, zilzul lahaman, all kinds of negative words to Haman. And it's part of the incredible joy and celebration of the Sudas Purim. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zecher to get into the mindset. We're hoping this Sunday to initiate our Purim campaign of Matanis Levyonim. Rav Nosson Zal gave us the introduction here that one of the incredible times of the year for tzedakah, tuanim, is Purim. We should be zeicher, all of us should be the Ashirim, who are in a position to give, to lift up the aniyim, to give them, bring simcha, real joy to them and their families. And be zeicher, Hashem should lift all of us up with the Geula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.